This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra this evening, Mr. Modi said that to make India a developed nation, Haryana's development is very important. Mr. Modi stated that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. He also mentioned that within 100 days of his government's third term, it has approved new projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Lakhpati Didi program of the government is empowering women, with more than 11 lakh women becoming Lakhpati Didi in just 100 days. The Prime Minister also said that the BJP-led central government has decided to provide free treatment worth 5 lakh rupees to senior citizens above 70 years. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has appointed three senior leaders of the party as AICC senior observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana. They are Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa. Campaigning has also intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Prime Minister Modi yesterday addressed an election rally at Sports Stadium in Doda. He accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said that Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. In the Kashmir Valley, leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and organizing road shows to woo the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha from today. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand today and flag off 6 Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction Railway Station. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. The Prime Minister will also transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur today. The central government has decided to reduce export duty on onions from 40% to 20%. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said this decision will directly benefit farmers and other onion-related sectors. In a social media post, he also mentioned that with this decision, onion-producing farmers will get better prices for onions and onion exports will also increase. CBI arrested former principal of R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station, Abhijit Mondal, in connection with the rape and murder case at R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital. There are allegations of tampering with evidences and delay in filing FIR against them, CBI sources said. Shri Mondal was interrogated by an investigating agency for hours yesterday before his arrest. Earlier, Ghosh was arrested by the central agency in a separate probe related to financial irregularities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need for increased cooperation and coordination between NIA and state anti-terrorism squads to strengthen the counter-terrorism architecture. He said, while chairing the second day of the two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2024 in New Delhi. In his remarks, Home Minister appealed to state DGPs to work towards achieving Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a prosperous, strong and developed India by 2047. Home Minister proposed a detailed strategy to augment counter-terrorism efforts, including cooperation with international agencies and enhance capacities to prevent terror financing. In hockey, India secured a thrilling 2-1 victory over arch-rival Pakistan in the final league match of the Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament at Mochi in Hulunbuir, China yesterday. Captain Harmanpreet Singh scored both goals for his team after an early lead by Pakistan. Both teams have secured their places in the semi-finals, but India is the only team to remain unbeaten in the sixth nation Asian Championship. India will play Korea and Pakistan will face China in the semi-finals on Monday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.